Last night, halftime of the Bison football game, your Lady Bison state champs were honored. That was kind of nice at halftime.
Yeah, you know, it's just, it's hard. You know how it is. It took us 5 months to finally get them down here to have an interview because they're also sneaking busy. But this was the last chance to get in. We pulled some strings. I know Brooklyn told me last night, she goes, we were supposed to be playing softball, I think, somewhere in Kansas or Oklahoma, but it got canceled because of the wind. So luckily that worked out for Brooklyn to come back. And then Izzy was supposed to do some kind of presentation at her college class. But she got the professor to move something around so she can make it back. So, yeah, very, very proud of the girls. They're a super great group of kids. You know, you can see the girls that went on to college are doing some really nice things, you know, with softball. And you know, Izzy's doing really well in classes there. But, yeah, special group, just nice kids, really nice kids, great families. That's what makes my job fun is having relationships with these guys like this. It's something you'll last forever.
We got two young ladies here. First of all, let you talk a little bit about this first group right here.
A lot of fun, you know, a lot of fire. You know, Cassidy, first year playing tennis, she jumped into the ring of fire and just went with it. Elizabeth is a great leader. Really, I think, helped Cassidy along the way. You know, Elizabeth played, you know, the year before two doubles, so she kind of knew the route, how it goes. But, no, those two played phenomenal. You know, just great kids. They work hard. Always seemed positive. Very competitive. You don't see that much in Cassidy until it gets really crazy, and then you can see the competitive nature come out of her. Elizabeth's always chirping. She's our peppy one. She likes to talk. But, no, they had a lot of fun. They had a great season. Very proud of the way they played. Represented themselves in a very positive way. Represented our community very positive. Away to Allen State, so a lot of fun.
Refresh your memories on when would they bring the girls up? How did each group do? Yeah, how did they do it in the end?
What'd you guys get? Seventh, correct? Yeah, they got seventh. Your last match was against York. Was that not mistaken? Remember the story on that one going in? They said, "Oh, we're going to play a bunch of farm girls," and so they heard that going in. So they had a little bit of fire in their bellies underneath that one. That was a great match.
York girls said that?
Yeah.
They're like a big metropolis or something like that. There's farmland around York, too.
That's the way they are. You know how it is. I can tell you all kinds of stories about this for the last years. But anyway, no, it was fun to see the girls compete at a high level. They had a tough day one. They had that second round match. They won that one, right, in your second round. Got in to play against, who did we play against? GICC, a tough team. And we had like a quick turnaround.
Yeah.
I think somebody was maybe having some cramping issues a little bit. But they had 20 minutes. They said, "Coach, you got 20 minutes to get your girls back on the courts." And it was kind of warm that day. But they went out and they played well. They had a great first set and just kind of ran out of steam. And GICC, they're really solid in doubles. I mean, that's their forte is doubles. And they got the better of us there. But girls came around day two and had a nice day two and had a good finish, like I said, against York winning that one. That was a lot of fun. Close match, but good to see them step up and get the win.
Just taking that microphone out of this thing right there and hand it to Cassidy over there first.
Gotcha.
You betcha. All right, Cassidy, all that stuff Coach Weimer said, is it all true?
Oh, yeah, it's true.
you miss it. I mean, 5 months ago. I mean, what a tremendous spring season that was, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was amazing. I truly miss it. The family of the tennis team and just the overall just experience at state was just phenomenal. You can't remake those memories. So,
how about teaming with this young lady here?
I call Elizabeth Beth, and you know, I mean, every year, I mean, her and I have always been friends and stuff. And I felt like this year just really like set the tone for what I really can do. And I think Elizabeth was a great role model for me, and just someone to look up to throughout the season. And just having somebody guide me throughout the year just really helped. So,
is there a certain match that stands out with you two that you remember back in the spring that, wow, that was just it? You always kind of remember that match a little bit. They're kind of looking at each other going, which one?
Ooh, that's a tough question.
Yeah.
What? I would definitely say the Norris match.
Uh-huh.
That was definitely going in. We've never played them before. And I was definitely nervous, never been to state before, and we came through that match, and it was just so much fun. And then Elizabeth had a little bit of cramping, but, you know, it really taught me how to persevere throughout different things and just taking on a more leadership role in that match and just pushing through as a team.
So. Super, super. Now, I always forget on grades, you're gonna come back and get in this spring, right?
Yep. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Are you pumped? Are you ready for spring to get here?
Oh, I'm so excited. Yes.
Are you playing yet? Are you in the winter months getting ready for that a little bit or?
Yes, we do winter practices over the winter.
Oh, Coach Wayman's gonna grab the mic.
We did just see if she knows where her racket's at.
Oh.
She might have lost it because she had a softball in her hand, her softball bat.
Yeah, okay.
Now we need to get the racket out
gotcha,
for her. But
gotcha.
We've got a couple of weeks here. We're going to get her on the courts.
Gotcha. Coming off the softball season, of course, now. But you're pumped up. You're ready for spring when it gets here to be here.
Oh, I'm so excited. Every year, I'm always excited for tennis season to come around. So.
And you two could team up again.
Yes, we could.
So you're... And every year we talk to Coach Wehmer, sometimes things change on doubles, partners, stuff like that. But you're thinking, if we could do this again, then we're going to do it again, right?
Yeah. If I could have Elizabeth as a partner again and just playing together again, it would be amazing. That would just be phenomenal. So, yeah.
Singles, doubles? I prefer doubles over singles?
Yeah, I prefer doubles over singles. Yeah, just having the other person there to support you and just you're not on your own little island just really helps.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You bet. Elizabeth, let's now when the cramping, pickle juice, bananas, mm-hmm. did you start drinking it, eating it, everything?
Well, Cassidy's mom, Candy, she actually had some pickle juice that she just had, and so she was really helpful with that.
Does that stuff really work?
It really did work, because then I bounced back for the first set of GICC.
That just sounds disgusting. I love pickles, but just to drink pickle juice just sounds disgusting. But if it works, it works and gets you better. Why not, huh?
If it gets me a medal, then it works. So.
Good point. You ready to go for the upcoming season in spring?
Yes, I'm so excited. Senior year.
Very much so.
I'm just going to give it my all. So.
I'll ask you the same question. When you guys looked at each other on best match, is there another match that stood out, maybe? Moment during the spring season?
Well, we've always been really like neck and neck with Lexington, and it's just kind of they're a good team to beat, and it's just kind of fun to compete with them. So I like playing with Lexington.
You develop some rivalries a little bit by playing a lot of these teams sometimes every week or every other week, huh?
Yeah, but then we also develop some friendships too. I follow a lot of the girls on Instagram. So, mm-hmm.
Did you work a lot during the summertime on your game?
Yeah, I did the camp, and I'm managing for the boys right now, so I'm kind of on and off with my tennis.
You're around tennis though, aren't you?
Yeah.
Any Coach Wehmer stories you can tell us?
Oh
my gosh. The eyes lit up. There could be a thousand stories here. They're thinking. If not, that's okay. We can keep those secret.
I don't know. I think my favorite thing Wehmer has told me was the night before the second day, and I was extremely nervous and for day two. And he said, God already has your plan set in stone. You don't need to worry about it. It is what it is. And that really pushed me the second day because I just relaxed.
That's awesome. That's terrific. You betcha. Mm-hmm. Well, you're probably going to grab a racket or so during the winter months. Get ready a little bit and get ready for spring, aren't you?
Yeah, of course.
You bet. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You bet. Nice job. All right, Coach. Wait. I need to move the chairs. That darn sun.
Oh, it's all good. Hey, you know, the thing about Elizabeth, too, is she is a manager for the boys team.
Yeah.
So she's been coming in and had a racket in her hand and has really done a nice job of staying active and being part of the boys program. So it's been a lot of fun that way, too.
You can move that chair over here if that sun is a pain. I know it. Sorry about that. So, all right, this young lady right here.
Man, talk about stepping up.
Uh-huh.
I anticipated putting Abby at two singles this year, but she really stepped up her game and earned the number one single spot and ran with it. Biggest match for her this season was round two when she played Scott Catholic. That was a huge match for us. Most all of our girls, I think two doubles or one doubles might have been playing at the same time, but all the girls were there watching. You know, Coach Graff was getting all jacked up on the sideline, but it was a lot of fun. You know, when she won that match, we knew that was a huge, huge piece of the puzzle that would get us to an opportunity to do some good things for us on the end of the day and day two. So, you know, Abby's just she's I call her the stoic German. She does not show any emotion. She just plays, and it's fun to watch her compete. And she put a lot of time in. You know, she works hard. You know, her sisters were tennis players, and I know Nate goes out and plays with her quite a bit. But very proud of Abby for the season she had last year. What did you finish, sixth? Is that correct? Yeah, so that was a great season for Abby. And like I said, if she doesn't win that match against Scott Catholic in round two, things could have looked different for the Bison as a team. So that was a huge match for Abby, and very, very proud of her. She's going to be a key ingredient for us coming back this year. Being a senior, you know, I think she's excited to probably resume that number one singles position. She had a great season. I'd like to see her continue to build on that and see what happens.
All right, young lady. If she's like her mom and her dad, she is a talker like no other.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, there we go. Very good. 5 months ago, yeah, boy, it was just a tremendous spring for you, wasn't it?
Yes. Yes. I've dreamed about this moment since I was little. When my sister won in 2017, I knew it was something I wanted to do too.
The tennis family, isn't it?
Yeah.
So how old, 2017, how old were you then?
I think I was in third grade, so
wow.
Nine maybe.
So you got a chance firsthand to say, hey, they kind of really opened your eyes. I want to be just like her and just do what she did, huh?
Yep.
Any certain match, I'm sure as Coach Weimer's just talked about, there's a bunch of matches probably stand out for you, don't they?
Yeah. Especially the Scott one. I remember just coming off of the court. I was on cloud nine, and I just immediately started crying. I was so happy, and my dad was crying, and my grandma was crying. We were all just a mess.
But it was worth it, huh?
Yeah.
You bet. Now, getting ready for the upcoming spring season, you're pretty pumped up, ready for that, aren't you?
Yes, I'm very excited. I've been practicing a little bit. I need to probably start getting out some more, but
he'll let you know.
Yeah,
I'm sure. You've been practicing a little bit. In winter months, now you can practice indoors too, can't you? In the winter months, you find some places to play, don't you?
Yeah. Sometimes we go to Kearney. We'll go to Lexington a little bit. There's some tournaments, so it all just depends. We make do with what we have.
I take it singles prefer singles over doubles.
Yes.
But you'll play doubles to help the team score points, won't you?
Yeah.
What do you got to get better at this year? You feel like from last year, junior to senior, what do you feel like I got to get better at what?
I think it's all, especially with one singles, it's just a mentality. Like, there were a lot of girls that I could have beaten, but sometimes I went in with not the best mindset. So I really want to change that because I know I can go farther this year in state. So
feel like you're stronger?
Yeah. Yeah.
Very good. And as I know you lost some key people from last year, mm-hmm. but you feel like as a whole, hey, there's no reason why we can't get back to where we were last year, last spring, and try to repeat.
Yes.
Very good.
I think we can do a lot of great things this year.
All right. Having a good good school year so far.
Yeah. It's been busy.
Getting good grades and everything, right?
Yep.
Terrific.
Ask her ACT score. It's incredible.
What is your what'd you score on your ACT?
I have a 35 now.
35? I think Matt and I's combined score didn't add up to 35 back when we took it.
Yeah, I put in a lot of time studying. I don't know if I would recommend it, but.
So can I ask what your college goals are?
I really want to go to the University of Michigan and study chemical engineering there, but I'm probably going to go to UNL and study.
Well, why can't you go to Michigan? Why can't you go to Michigan?
I don't know. There's a low acceptance rate. Their engineering school's really good, so. We'll see where it goes.
Don't sell yourself short. You can do it. I'm sure, you know, distance from McCook to Lincoln to McCook to Ann Arbor is a little shorter. So I'm sure down deep they like to see Lincoln, but they want to go where you want to go.
Yeah. Yeah. My parents always joke that they're going to move with me. So I don't know if I'll ever be able to get rid of them.
I don't think they're doing that. Parents always say that, but I don't think they're going to do that because we'd have to hire a new city manager and we'd have to hire a new chamber director. So that's not happening.
Yeah.
No.
You can't do that.
We'll be looking forward to watching the springtime and hopefully we can do this all again next year.
Yes.
Thanks, Abby. So. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, Coach Weimer, so what do we have?
Brooklyn Gillen's next.
All right. Do we have to? Okay, we know. I'm just teasing. Brooklyn's keep busy with. Brooklyn's go here because the sun. Okay. This young lady, wow. Did
very
she have a career or what?
I'll tell you something. I remember her watching her sisters play when she was just a little kid, like Ben's age, and I'd be at state tournaments, and she'd be just soaking it in, just watching. It's amazing. But as a freshman, we had Kamron and some other guys come up to McCook for SCA tournament, their clinic, and they were hitting with Brooklyn. They said, Coach Weimer says, she is not on varsity as a freshman. You are an idiot. And I said, well, she's got to earn her spot. And Brooklyn had her struggles honestly, with singles, winning her challenge matches. And I know she was frustrated, so she didn't make varsity as a freshman, didn't make varsity as a sophomore. She was on the cusp right there. But I remember putting her in a JV tournament in Lexington. I said, Brooklyn, you're going to play singles. And she's like, really? And so she chipped, and she charged, and she was athleticism, and she beat the Carnegie Elite to one. And I think from that point, it clicked for her. Mm-hmm. From that point on, she really had that confidence and knew then she could get it done. But, yeah, the last 2 years as a junior and then as a senior, phenomenal. I mean, she didn't lose a match her senior year. That's incredible. I mean, she answered the call, and it wasn't like 8-5s, 8-6 matches. It was like 8-1s and 8-2s. Just awesome. Being a softball player, she has that great hand-eye coordination, and that helps a ton. But Brooklyn's so athletic and had great hands. Very smart player. I mean, you know, that's what I liked about Brooklyn. She was athletic, but she was smart. You know, and she knew when to change her game up. And I remember the girl she played against in the championship. That was a lot of fun. She was from Italy. Is that correct? And you know, they put her at one seed. I asked him. I said, why is she the one seed? I said, Brooklyn was in the championship match last year, and this girl didn't make it to the championship match. I mean, I don't get it. And they said, well, she's had a tougher opponent or season or whatever it was. And I said, okay, that's fine. You know, and I don't know if it made Brooklyn upset that she didn't get the one seed, but boy, she demolished that girl. That was fun. I mean, their coach was so up in arms. He's like, your girl is phenomenal. I mean, and even when she won the first set, I was coaching, helped coach the one double at the same time. Coach came over and said, hey, Brooklyn won the first set like 6-2. And the coach looked at me from Scott Cathy, goes, your girl won 6-2 against that girl? And I said, yeah. I said, she's good. And he goes, oh, my gosh. And so, anyway, hats off to Brooklyn. I mean, what a great kid. Just a great ambassador for our program. God, great three-sport athlete. Mm-hmm. I mean, she does great things in softball, great things in basketball, and then turns around and has a phenomenal season as a senior. And going undefeated is pretty solid. That's pretty solid. I mean, that's 43-0. That's impressive.
Yes,
and then,
it is.
Like I said, at state, wasn't even touched. I remember the first matches on, the semifinal matches on Friday morning at 9. She was the first match done. I mean, she won like 6-0, 6-0. And that girl from Scott, I think it was Scott Catholic, am I correct on that? She was like, wow. And the coach said, that girl's good. So it's fun to watch Brooklyn compete. And she's just got that very competitive attitude, which helps her a lot. And, you know, she's doing some good things now at softball, it sounds like. So not a surprise there. Brooklyn's going to be a winner. You know, that's just the way she is. She just competes and she finds ways to get it done.
All right, Brooklyn, grab that microphone. I kind of talked about it, and I'm sure the stories are out there from going back to last 5 months ago, that championship match. That girl from Scott, right?
Gretton East.
She's a little fiery, wasn't she? She had a little attitude, didn't she? Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, when I started winning at the beginning, she started getting an attitude, and I was like, well, I'll just take it to my advantage, and I kept going after her, and I thought maybe at one point she was going to get a warning, but she never did.
But yeah, you kind of got your crowd, your home crowd, kind of behind you, if correct me if I'm wrong, got them fired up, didn't you?
Yeah, yep, they had my back.
That's terrific. Does that match stand out as your best of all time in your 4 years? That's that match right there, or is there some other one that stands out? Oh, boy. Trying to find which match. It's got to be a top five,
yeah,
don't you think?
Yeah, it was definitely probably one of the most fun, just because it was the championship final, and I knew that I had no more tennis after this, and so I had to give it my all. And the moment that I started winning, I knew I had it, and I couldn't give up.
Just in that zone, you just feel like that day, I'm not losing. I'm not losing. There is no matter what that girl does, I'm not losing today.
Yep.
Or you miss it?
Yeah, I do.
And you're busy with softball right now. I get it. We'll talk about that here shortly. But you kind of wish you had one more year of tennis to do it all again?
Yeah.
There's no COVID year. We couldn't find a COVID year or something like that. You know, that's just, yeah.
Yeah.
But great 4 years. That was fun to do with. And a lot of great teammates. You guys are all a pretty tight-knit bunch, aren't you?
Yeah. And I couldn't have done it without their help either.
You're not going to give up tennis, are you?
No, I still go out and play.
Yeah, if Coach Wehmers needs you out there, somebody to hit balls against somebody else, hey, call me up. I'll try to get out there, huh?
Yeah, yep.
All right. Let's talk about softball right now through the fall season. Now, I heard through the grapevine a little injury on a tag.
Yeah.
How's that? Everything okay?
Yeah, it's getting better. Yeah.
What happened now?
Well, I just tried tagging a girl out, and she
the ball was offline, so I had to go after it, and I didn't see the runner come in, and just ran right into me.
Did you just sprain or what, or bruise or what?
Sprained my ligaments.
But everything's cool right now?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
You've had some fall games, trips, some home games. How's the team looking right now?
Good, good. I'm excited to see what the spring holds for us.
What do you have coming up? Any more? You've got some more coming up before you shut it down for the winter months.
Yeah, we were actually supposed to go to Goodland today, but it got canceled due to high winds and low temperatures. So now we go and play them tomorrow. And then October 30th, we play here at home. And then our last one's November 2nd at Colorado Springs.
Crossing fingers November 2nd at Colorado Springs if they don't have snow on the ground in early November, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But it's been fun. Yeah. Coach Mendenhall's great guy, great coach, and you're part of a freshman class coming in along with that bunch that won 50 games last year.
Mm-hmm.
They want to do it, and you guys would like to help them this year.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure.
So position-wise, where does Coach have you right now?
Shortstop.
Home away from home, right?
Yep.
Would you have been open to if he said, I need you at third, I need you at second? You've been open to that.
Yeah, yeah. Put me wherever.
Outfield, with your speed.
Yeah.
Anywhere, just keep me on the. You just want to play, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
How the sophomores working out? They're pretty good leaders out there?
Yeah, yeah, they are. Yep, great leaders.
How about college life, in particular with classes, juggling classes and athletics and everything? It's been so far so good?
Yeah, it's good. I love it.
That's good. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
A woman of many words. I'm sure on the court you can't shut her up, can you?
Yeah, right. The biggest match for Brooklyn
was
state championship match this last year because she got there last year, and I know how disappointed she was. She put everything she could into that state championship match year before and got beat. And then when she got onto the court and she was playing and she won state, That was the biggest match for me, personally, for her, to see her get that state championship because she worked so hard the year before to get there and not get over that hump. But then this year she just said, it's all me. So, awesome.
I got one more question. You lost as a junior in the championship. After that match, did you have in your mindset, you're disappointed, of course, but you said, okay, next year I'm going to get back and I'm not going to lose?
Yeah, yeah. After the match was over, I was like, well, I gave it my all, but I saw my senior year, so I'll go out with all I have my senior year.
Did you ever expect you're going to go through the year undefeated, though?
No. No.
Because there were some girls out there you played during the regular season, invites, stuff like that, were pretty good, but obviously not your standards.
Yeah, yeah. And Kearney and Grand Island and GICC, they always give us a good run for our money, so...
All right. Yeah. Good stuff. Thanks, Brooklyn.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Coach Weimers, we are not done yet.
Not yet. One doubles is about like normal. I always wait for him. Every time we go someplace, we're waiting for one doubles.
Go ahead. Well, they're coming up here. We'll go ahead and describe.
It was a lot of fun to see the two girls play together for the first time last year. Izzy graciously played one singles for us. I know that she wanted to go in and play doubles as a junior. So it worked out this year that we switched over to playing one doubles. Brooklyn and Abby were good with playing singles. These guys had a lot of good meshing. I mean, they did a lot of good things together. They put a lot of time in the off season. They went to Lexington and to Kearney, and we did some indoor stuff, but they were always doing stuff together, which was nice. You're thinking, Izzy's probably our best player on the team. She can hit every shot. She's a smart player. She has a good serve. She's very competitive. And then you sprinkle in the fire that Rossi brings, gets Izzy a little jacked up. It's kind of fun to see. But those two guys, wow. I mean, to lose one match all season long, and it was a bogus loss, to Kearney, a match that should not have gone the other way it did. But the girls answered the call, had a great, great year, and played some great tennis. And it was a lot of fun to watch those two compete, did some really nice things, and good to see them do well at state.
Again, you wish – one more thing with Matt. You wish you had them back both for another year, don't you?
Oh, please. You really got to ask that question? Yeah. It was – I don't cry very much, but when those two won state, I cried a little bit. Even that's – and it's my niece. I mean, come on, really?
Sure.
But Izzy's like a niece to me. She's growing up around tennis, and she's – always helping with intramurals or helping with summer tennis, or, you know, we went to Bird City and did some camps, and I mean, she's just steps up and helps with everything, and same with Rosslyn's. I mean, they're really, really good ambassadors to our program with the younger kids. They're awesome with young kids. It's fun to see them be so positive and upbeat and show them, hey, this is a lot of fun. This is a great sport to play, and I know Rosslyn having some connections to softball. We're going to maybe get some softball players this next spring. I'm super excited to work with, but yeah, it's fun. These two are definitely irreplaceable. No one's going to replace those two. To win state and to lose one match, that's awesome. I mean, that's really awesome. I think that what you guys lost maybe as a senior group with Brooklyn, I think you lost like five matches between the three of you all season long. Mm-hmm. That's phenomenal. So, yeah, they'll be missed. You know, like I said, they've been around the program for so many years and for so long. It's just hard to see them move on. Mm-hmm. But they're going to do some great things as they get, you know, into college. And we already see it already. You know, Rawson's doing well in softball. And Izzy, you know, said, yep, I'm just into college life and I'm liking it. And things are going well. And she'll do well. All of them are going to do good. They're great kids.
All right, Rosalyn, we'll start. She's got the dough in softball. It's interesting. I called, texted Rosalyn the other day, can we talk some dough in softball? And then Matt calls me, well, they're going to be back on Friday. Well, let's just wait and talk on Saturday morning. Why not?
You bet.
First of all, how's Doan treating you?
It's great. I'm loving it so much. It's been amazing. So.
And softball season. I know it's the fall season, kind of like we talked with Brooklyn. It's just to get you ready for the spring.
Yep, and just to kind of know how things work when the spring comes. So it's been a really good, like an adjustment period. It's been really great, and the girls are amazing. They're making it really easy to adjust, and so it's been great, a great fall season.
Position-wise, where do they have you?
Catcher.
Oh, you're home away from home, huh?
Yes.
Well, like I asked Brooklyn, if they would have asked you to play some play, because you played some first base at times.
Third base at times.
Third, okay.
Yeah.
They would have asked you, you just want to get on the field someplace, don't you?
Yes, totally, for sure, yeah. But they're having me at catcher right now, full-time there. I'm not really playing any other positions, which is what I wanted to do going into the program, so it's been really a really good opportunity for me. So.
How's your offense? How's the batting going right now?
It's good. It's going really good. Learning a lot of new things, and it's been really great to just see different perspectives, and so learning a lot for sure, but it's going good.
You knew that was going to be heavy. You learn a lot in high school, but when you get the college ranks, it's different coaches, and so you learn a little bit more, huh?
Yes, yeah, definitely. I learn something new every single day, so it's great.
How many more fall games do you have now?
We're done with the fall season, so yep. Mm-hmm.
And then so the winter months, it's a lot of training, weights, stuff like that, indoor work. They have pretty good indoor facilities there.
Yes, yeah, we're really blessed to have the facilities that we have. So, yeah, we'll put in a lot of time in the weight room and in the hitting cages and stuff, so it'll be good.
I'm sure a solid spring schedule, a lot of games.
Yeah, a lot of games for sure. We haven't got the full schedule out yet, but yeah, it looks that way so far.
Terrific.
So,
and juggling athletics and academics?
Yeah, it's an adjustment too, but you know, we're student athletes, so it's what we do. So.
What are you studying again?
So I'm majoring in biochem with a minor in pre-health. And then a certificate in integrated humanities.
Oh, my
so,
gosh. When do you sleep?
Never.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yes, yeah, it is. But I've really been enjoying it so far. So.
How many hours are you doing this freshman season?
I think I'm doing 16 credits.
Really?
So, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps you busy, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
last night had been pretty nice at halftime, getting honored with this great group of girls. Is this kind of the first time you've all been together in a while?
Yes, since probably state tennis. It's the first time we've all seen each other and got to be in the same room, so it's been awesome.
Reflect back to that spring season as a senior, doing what you did, favorite moments. I mean, obviously, you're getting deep into the tournament. What stands out?
I don't know. It was just kind of a surreal moment for us. You know, our senior season, you don't realize it until you're there in the senior season. So the whole state tournament was just, we had to make adjustments and we had to come back from like times when we were down. So finding, because you know, in the season we really haven't been challenged too much. I mean, a little bit here and there, but in the state tournament we really had to find ourselves getting down and then coming back and fighting through. So that was really cool to see just our adversity in those moments. So
I take it as doubles partners. You guys really gel, again, a little bit each and every invite, and I'm sure Coach Weimer saw it, and you just got better each and every meet you went to.
Yeah, so, and we put a lot of time in, like you said, over the winter and, like, over the off season, so that kind of helped, but we just kind of
got better every time we played. And then I think when it really like solidified for us is like, oh, we could do this, is when we went to the Lincoln Christian Invite and we played Duchenne, and we beat them 8-0. And so that was the first time of like, and Duchenne's a really solid team and they're really good. And so it was like, this was the first time we were like, well, we could do this, like do the whole thing. So it was a great moment.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, you as a junior, you and Rowan teamed up as doubles, then you and Izzy. So you had to change partners from one year to the next.
Yes, and Izzy and Rowan are very different tennis players. So it of course was an adjustment, but an adjustment in a good way. It's been great. So.
Well, I remember hearing Matt talk about with Rowan. I mean, she's so tall and lanky. I mean, I think she played to the net a lot.
Yes.
She just pretty much stand there and just.
Yes, and she's just and she's calm and like just quiet, and when we do something good she's like, okay, we got it. And then with me and Izzy we would celebrate a little more and cheer, and we were loud and everybody knew we were playing when we were on, so that was an adjustment too. But
great, fantastic memories, huh?
Oh, totally, 100%.
Oh, Matt's got something.
Hey, this is kind of interesting. Rawson's talking about getting pushed. A state tournament, they had a good win against Alliance in round one, but the last two matches they had to play, you know, I think it was Gothenburg if I'm not mistaken. To get to day two, they were down in both those sets and came back and won. I think they won one of them, a tiebreaker. Was that not true? But those girls always found a way to win. That's the way it was all year long. They always found a way. They might be down, but they always found a way to win. I know they're talking about, I think, one of their tournaments and one of the matches at state. They're mad at each other, actually. Like, why are we even on the court together? So that tells you the mentality of these girls. Are just competitive, and they could find ways to win. That's what I really admired the most about these guys. And, yeah, Izzy was way different than Rowan, because she's way smaller, but she has a little more force on the ball, and Izzy probably a little better ground stroker. So I knew that if Rawson had to play the net, Izzy's good on the back line and vice versa. But yeah, it was fun to see the girls always find a way to make things work, especially against Scott Catholic in the championship. They came to we got beat 2-6. They said, what do we got to do? It's like, you don't have to do anything. Just continue what you're doing. They're going to bust. They're not going to stay at this level the entire time. And, you know, they listened. And they did it, and they hit the middle of the court, and the girls finally faltered after we got some good wins and won that match, that second set 6-2, and then championship, it was over. You know, coach even looked at me and goes, coach, my girls are done. It's like, dude, have a whole third set to play. He goes, no, I can see it in their eyes. Your girls are just, you broke them. So it's fun to see that. That was awesome. But those two girls always found a way to win, which was really impressive.
Roslyn, does it seem like he has a crystal ball?
Yes.
He can predict everything what happens?
Almost, yeah. And it's just like, not just at state, it's every time. He tells us to do something and we do it and it works. And I think it just comes with that experience and just the knowledge of the game. It's just, we were so blessed to have a coach like him. It's just amazing.
Don't shake your head.
I've never had to teach these guys anything. They just know how to play. I could drop, I mean, they were like this. It was like Kaylee Samway and Cassidy Gillen. I could drop them off in Scott's Bluff and let them play at one site. Wouldn't have to come back, and they'd win every day. Every game. It'd be done. Wouldn't have to coach them. These guys are the same way.
He's selling himself short a little bit, isn't he?
Yes, I agree.
He always does that. Stop it. Just stop it. But you're playing softball is your main thing right now. But when do you have a chance to play a little tennis? You always do it, won't you?
Yeah, for sure. I just came back. I had fall break last weekend, and I came back and played Trev. He's heading up to state tennis on Monday and Tuesday with the boys. I lost, but
he beat you.
He did. He has an incredible kick serve that I could not adjust to. And you know what? But I got two gold medals and he doesn't. So we keep that in mind.
Oh, boy, yeah. So it's kind of cool that another sibling is a great tennis player.
Yes, and we have such a good time. And so we'll definitely continue to go out and it'll be fun.
Oh, but the sibling rivalry. Oh, boy.
Yeah. So,
Roslyn, nice job. We'll be following your progress more at Sopple, okay?
Yes, thank you so much.
All right, Izzy. All right. Let's talk about you a little bit. Yes. Are you missing it?
I am. I think it'll hit when it comes to, I'm going to state tennis on Monday and Tuesday, so it'll hit then, but then spring season, I'm going to be missing it more, for sure.
But. Talk about memories. I know Roslyn talked a little bit about that, but some things that really stood out for you.
I really enjoyed, like, not when we weren't on the court as well, like, just on the bus rides, like, singing and, like, dancing and at practice, we had, like, a ton of fun. And I know our teammates probably didn't like it. We were talking about how there's this one song that everyone hated, but that's what really, like, gelled us together, I think. Going back to state, we were in the scut match, and I think Rossi had a couple, like, mess-ups, and I had a couple mess-ups, and I'm like, okay, Roslyn, just try and, like,
get it over, it's okay. And she got so mad at me. And so, like, we actually, like, had a fight. And then it was just, like, mentality where I was like, all right, I got to start winning this for us because then I know Rossi will come back. And, like, I wouldn't forgive myself if I didn't. And so then we ended up, like, we finally got it back together. And, like, I'm so glad that, like, that was a memory that I would have hated to look back on and been like, oh, we fought and we lost. But, like, we fought and we came back. So that's a really, like, profound memory of, like, our character and, like, our grit. So
I take it for you from through the year, sophomore, the junior, the senior year, you saw your game really pick up too.
Yeah. I coming in as a freshman on varsity, I had a really, it was really shocking to me. I didn't expect that to happen. And so I just got so much experience. And I'm so blessed to be able to see that type of game my entire 4 years. And so I, like, had the jitters for state. Like, I knew exactly what was going to happen. So by the time it came to my senior year, I was ready to go. And I had played number one doubles my first year. So it was just, like, a good memory to come back and say, let's do this. So
yeah, you've had different partners once again at each, yes, kind of each of the last couple of years.
Uh-huh. I've had, even with singles, when I played number three doubles, I played with two separate people. So, yeah, I've had a lot of different people.
But which you like, singles or doubles better?
I like doubles more because it's more fun, but I wouldn't have won without being a singles player, mm-hmm, because I had two rough years of kind of getting my butt kicked, but, like, it was necessary because, like, I had to learn to, like, do it by myself, and then, like, my character grew a lot, and I had to learn to, like, my mental game was really bad my freshman year, mm-hmm, and so the singles game really helped me talk myself down and be like, all right, you have to, like, focus in. So, yeah.
You're at UNL right now?
I am, yeah.
How are things going?
It's really good. I'm in graphic design, and then I'm in the business college as well, so I'm getting a really good dual side of things, so.
So we're going to see you on the photo of one of those big old famous magazines one of these days, aren't we?
I hope so. Yeah. Yep. I'll design the magazine and I'll be on the magazine.
Wow, that's even better yet.
I know.
You've got big goals, don't you?
Yes, I do. Yep.
Terrific. Do you still feel like playing? You wish you had one more year to do it?
I do, but there's no better way to go out than winning. Right. So winning was a shock, but then I realized, like, I have no regrets. Every single, like, hard match, every single, like, tantrum I threw, like, every single thing was for the better, like, every you know, everything. So I have no regrets, and there's no better feeling than that. Like, I can't say I could have done better because I couldn't have, you know. So that's, I wish I could come back, but also I'm kind of satisfied with, like, this is where I was at, and, you know, so.
UNL, they've got to have, like, some tennis, yeah, things you can do, intramurals or something like that.
Yeah, they have a tennis team. They're, like, amazing, but they have, like, intramurals, and I haven't tried doing that yet, but I might have to see that.
Pretty busy with academics, stuff like that.
I'm really busy with my academics. I'm in a lot of different programs too, but the first week on campus, these boys from, like, Lincoln asked me to play, and I, like, showed up, and I, like, beat them, and they're like, oh, so you're Izzy, right? And I didn't tell them my name. And they're like, well, you won state. And I'm like, well, you're stalking me, huh? And they're like, but they didn't, like, expect, right, to be beat by me. So that was fun.
That's kind of nice, wasn't it?
Yep.
They invite you back again?
Nope.
No game.
I know. I think I challenged them too much.
Sure. Yeah. Sure enough. Now you'll get more invitations,
yeah,
down the line.
Yeah,
you
I
bet.
Hope so. Yeah.
You bet. Thank you very much. Yeah. Great stuff. It's never gets old talking about this,
yeah,
does it?
No. It's a nice little recap and, like, memory to look back on. So.
Finally, I got to ask you this. Mm-hmm. Best coach in America, isn't he?
Yeah.
Best coach around.
Yep.
I argue with him all the time, and he knows. He knows, but he is.
Yeah, he doesn't give himself enough credit, but I like that he focuses on not just, like, the playing, but the player. And he's helped me grow as a person so much, and I know, like, all of the girls, like, can say the exact same thing. So that's amazing.
I think about this all the time ever since last spring. They think about how fun it was and how good these girls competed. And like I said, day two is the best day two I've ever had in 27 years of coaching. That was awesome to watch the girls just bow their necks and get after things and come out and win. Yeah, great kids, great kids.
I know your assistant, Carly Doolin,
yeah,
was here.
She already took off,
but she was a big, big help for you, wasn't she?
Yeah, she, you know, she did a lot of ground stroking with the kids, you know, helped feed balls at practices, you know, drove when we needed her to drive, and just did the things that we needed to keep our program rolling. And you can't do it by yourself. You have to have a good, you know, a good assistant, a good helper. The girls can attest, you know, to how much she meant to the team. I think she did a good job, and Yeah, I mean, it was a situation you need somebody to step in and help out, and she would do that. You know, like this last year, I went a lot of road trips by myself to JVs and varsities, and then she took them at the practices, because you have 27 girls. I can't give them all days off all the time, so it worked out to work how we wanted it to, and a lot of good things she did for us, and I appreciate the time that she put in and added to the season and the success we had.